Hello everybody, and welcome to Psych Theory. On this episode, we're going to be talking about teamwork and something called teaming. Well, what is teamwork? Let's get right into it. So first, if you're part of a team, you need to have something called a common goal, right? Because if you join, let's say, a workforce or a project, right, and you're the project manager, or you're even just one of the lackeys, right? Well, if you want to swim and he wants to fly, then there's going to be a miscommunication there. So for one, you need a common goal, right? Two, everyone needs to have the mindset and going into the project with the mindset of efficiency over ego, right? You don't want to go in there with your own personal beliefs and your own personal wants and desires, right? Because at the end of the day, everyone is there to try to accomplish something together. And when you put your personal feelings into all these things, it's gonna hamper the process. So you need efficiency over ego, that's two. Three is, you don't, even though you want to minimize your ego, you don't want to destroy your independency, because you don't want to keep going over to your higher ups or to your friend, right, and be like, oh, what was that again, or should I do this, or should I do that, or should I do this, because eventually you're gonna need to make your own decisions, and your independency can actually help a lot, because if you destroy yourself in the process of giving what you can over to people, then you won't have anything to give. You know, you have to take what you're strong in and your strengths, right? And use them to overcome any weaknesses that you may have for the sake of the team and for the sake of the common shared goal. And another thing is, being independent would be having a defined role for every person. Every person in the group needs to have a specific job in order to get the job you have done as quickly as possible. Meaning that if I'm supposed to be, let's say, the videographer, right? And my friend over there is supposed to be writing down the script, right? If he's gonna be recording all day instead of writing the script, then there's not gonna be a script, even though we may have a lot of video, you know? So because of this, you need to define your roles with every person in the group and make sure everyone is as efficient as possible in their job. Another thing you need is communication. Communication, communication, communication. It's the name of the game. You know, there's no other way to have a team without communicating your thoughts and ideas and your progress as well into the rest of the group. Because when everyone's working on something and one person decides that, you know what, I'm just gonna like do my own thing on the side, right? And I'm not gonna tell them how I'm doing. Someone else may need that information in that group. So communication, 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 this is very important, obviously. Okay, fine, great. So we could talk about all day what teamwork is and what it's not. But how do we, like in our lives, where do we see this on a daily basis sometimes? Well, in more dire situations, and I hope no one has had this experience, but I'm sure some of you have, unfortunately, is the emergency room. The emergency room is a place where the concept of teaming comes into play in full force, right? When someone's rolled in there, let's say with a knife wound or even with a cough, right? You need the nurses, you need the doctors, you need the specialists. Everyone needs to come in there and just work as fast as possible and as efficiently as possible to save that person. Sometimes it's a life or death situation, and these are very important. It's very important to have the fastest way to help them, to help the patient as possible, because a few seconds could matter a lot. I was actually reading an article on this website called Kevin MD, and he's a doctor, obviously, but he was saying how there's a story when this woman came in with an inflamed tongue, and there's just a tongue inflammation, right? But there need to be three specialists, including him, plus the nurse, plus a few other phone calls that had to be made to other departments to get everyone together to really help this person. Now imagine if one of those departments or one of those people just decided to like not put full effort or not just be there, or not play with the team or try to do it themselves. It would have been disastrous for this woman, even though it was a simple tongue inflammation. So even with little things, everyone in the team needs to put in the full effort. And sometimes you need to ask help from outside your own view of the situation. So that would be the emergency room. Another great example is obviously sports. I think it's pretty obvious why, you know, you need a pitcher, you need a batter. There's just certain roles that need to be fulfilled, and it's just not a one-man job, right? Also, on a very surprising note, some people may know this, some people may not know this, but in animated movies and films and video games, if you've ever watched, if you've ever seen, if you stay long enough, I guess for Marvel movies only, but if you stay for the credit scenes, right, you'll see how many people can work on this one project all together in seamless integrity. It's unfathomable how many people have to work together and be in communication constantly to make these things happen. Another, I guess, more morbid example would be when disaster strikes, right? I mean, you see it when Haiti had their disaster, you know, years ago, or in the Middle East, in these countries, or in any society, when crisis hits, people come together. Now, I know it's contrary to popular belief, because we have all these disaster and post-apocalyptic movies which want to tell us that everyone just wants to kill each other at the end of the day. Now, I hear that, and there's a point to there, and there's a discussion there. But what data shows is that when something happens that pushes people past their limits, people will come together and help each other. And this is just an amazing, amazing thing. Now, listen to this TED Talk I was listening to, which I think really enlightened me in this concept.
So what's teaming? Teaming is teamwork on the fly. It's coordinating and collaborating with people across boundaries of all kinds, expertise, distance, time zone, you name it, to get work done. But sports teams embody the definition of a team, the formal definition. It's a stable, bounded, reasonably small group of people who are interdependent in achieving a shared outcome. You can think of teaming as a kind of pickup game in the park, in contrast to the formal, well-practiced team. So the average hospitalized patient is seen by 60 or so different caregivers throughout his stay. They come from different shifts, different specialties, different areas of expertise, and they may not even know each other's name. But they have to coordinate in order for the patient to get great, great care. And when they don't, the results can be tragic.
Okay, well, now I'd like to talk to you about specifically these two different studies or research groups that occurred, I think one pretty recently, and one happened in 1954 by Muzaffer and Carolyn Sherif. I hope I pronounced their names right. I'm sorry if I didn't. They were both psychologists, and they created this mock-up camp, let's say. So there was three stages to this research, right? The first stage was to take two groups of boys and separate them, right? And then develop teams with each other and felt comfortable in each other's groups. The second step was to take those two teams and pit them against each other, right? So the winning teams of whatever competition that they were part of would get trophies and they would be praised, and the other team really wouldn't get that much, right? So this created a lot of tension, obviously, in the groups. But the third step is where the magic comes in, right? The third step was they gave the two groups a common problem or a common goal, let's say, right? That's one of our things we need for teams. I'll bring a random example. Let's say they had to cross a river, right? But they couldn't do it without all the boys together. So they wanted to see if the boys were going to turn on each other, because there was really a lot of tension before that, or if they were going to help each other. And it turns out all the boys came together in the end and really helped each other and overcame every single obstacle, but together only. And afterwards, the boys were pretty friendly with each other. And this was an amazing, amazing concept, because in the 1950s, before this research happened, this project, people just assumed that, oh yeah, obviously people just want to, like, you know, fight each other. But this shows the exact opposite. It shows the beauty of the human psyche and how teaming and how teamwork can affect us positively and really bring out our best traits. Another example of this is there was a study done by a Missouri S&T, right, where they took a bunch of World of Warcraft players, which is it's one of the biggest online games in the history of the world. And these players were particularly good at teamwork activities within the game called raids, right? And the data showed that these players showed to have certain qualities which other people in other occupations or that didn't have this teamwork experience in this game, or in any game, I guess, or in any situation, did not possess, right? There's something called the five big personality traits in psychology, and these players had them. So they're called extroversion, agreeableness, conscientiousness, openness, and neuroticism. And it's amazing that the data clearly shows how these people possess these traits, and it's obvious why. When every day or every other day or even once a week you are put into a situation with multiple people and you have to work together, and if not, you're gonna fail, and you know this, right? And it's proven. So you go ahead and you make sure that your team wins, and not just you, but your team wins, right? It replaces your ego with a certain sense of like pride and selflessness, and it's incredible to see in people. I mean, the change, you know. And it's sad how it has to happen sometimes. But I mean, going back to disaster, right? In World War I and World War II, countries that were having infighting for years and years and years, all of a sudden came together. Everyone, people were in the factories making the bullets. Men that would never want to be in the same room together were all of a sudden comrades in arms. Companies that were neck and neck and neck, you know, killing each other, all of a sudden were making ads for the people, you know, loose lips sink ships, all these things, countries came together, and the people really showed that when pushed beyond their limits, they will come together and they will help each other. It's a beautiful thing, and it shows clearly in our society. So I don't want any of you guys, if you want to take away one thing from this, just do not be afraid. Don't be afraid of teaming up with someone for a project at work, or joining that sports team in school, you know? All these things will help you in the end. It may be hard, it may be socially impossible for you, but it will only end up with positivity. You will see that working with a team can only improve yourself. Have a great day, everybody. And if you would like to share, that'd be much appreciated. Sharing is caring. And if you wanna follow us on Twitter, that'd be great. Thank you so much. Have a great day.